This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamabayim. Today I want to share with you two Divrei Torah from the Chida. I have very exciting news. Bezos Hashem, the Sefer and Lag BaOmer is being completed. If anybody would like to be Mishtatef with that Sefer. In Parsha Shemini, it lists the four animals that are only have one simen and are not kosher. It says, "Ach es zeh lo yisoich lo perkid alef pasuk dalet." Only this you should not eat. Mima'alei hageira u'mafrisei haparsa, from those that chew its cud, from those who have split hooves. Es hagamal, the camel, ki ma'alei geira hu, it chews its cud u'farsa inenu mafris, but its hooves are not split. Tamehu lachem. So the Kliyakar asks that the order of why the Torah lists that you can't eat a camel, it's sort of out of order or somewhat incongruous, because it's trying to explain why can't you eat a camel. So it should say you can't eat a camel because uparsa inenu mafris. The fact that it chews its cud is not the reason you can't eat it. So it should be maybe a later thought, a secondary thought. But why, if it's trying to explain the animals and list the animals you're not allowed to eat, why would it begin by saying the camel chews its cud? So in years past, we saw the Kliyakar has an amazing approach. Kliyakar says that the fact that a camel chews its cud makes it more tame. It's not a simon of tahara, it makes it more tame, because it's hypocrisy. If you're going to be bad, you know, but don't make believe you're good. That's worse. Making believe you're good is worse than being bad. But I would like to share with you an amazing approach from the Chida. This is found in a Sefer in the Chida. I don't think I ever used it before. It's the Sefer Ruach Chaim. Ruach Chaim are the drushos of the Chida. And in Drush Aleph, in his Drush for Shabbos Haggadah, amazingly, the Chida's Shabbos Haggadah drasha in Tuf Kuf Nun Tes, 1799. Wasn't so long ago. It was only 225 years ago. 1799. Chida says like this. There's an inyan of Pesach Devarecha Ya'er. Pesach Devarecha Ya'er. What does Pesach Devarecha Ya'er mean? When you start, you're supposed to start with something positive. I'll give you an example. There's a Gemara in Ksubas Daf Ayin Hamad Beis. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yeshua does follow Cheskas Haguf, because the Gemara says if you have a white spot before a white hair, first you have a white spot, then a white hair, you're Tamei. And if the white hair comes before the white spot, you're Tahar. Safek is Tamei. Rabbi Yeshua says Safek is Tahar. Why? Cheskas Haguf. So Tosfos asks, what's the reasoning of the Rabbanon who say you're Tamei? What about Cheskas Haguf? So Tosfos says, well, here we're talking about where you have a Cheskas Tuma. It's talking about you had a different Nega, you had a Shchin or a Michya, and you were Mukhlet because of it. And before you became Tar from that, now there's a Suffolk. So there's a Cheskas Tuma. So Tosfos asks, but it says letaharoi oy letamoi. So doesn't letaharoi letamoi mean that only over here, first, if you're mesupik, you're metaher? So Tosfos says, we learn out from there, safek is tahar. The question is, what do the Rabbanon say? The Rabbanon say, you're tamei. So why don't we learn out from the pasuk letaharoi oy letamoi? So the Ritva says, the Rabbanan would say, the reason why the Torah says Letaroi first is Pesach Devarecha Ya'ir. You always want to start with something positive. Says the Chida, based on this principle, we could explain the Psukim in Parshas Shemois, in Parshas Shemini, excuse me. It says, as Hagamal, Kimale Gerahu. Why would it first say the Siman of Tahara? Aren't we trying to explain the reason why it's Tame? It's Tame because it doesn't have split hooves. Or by a Chazir, it says it has split hooves. That's the Siman of Tahara. Why does it do that? Says the Chida, Pesach Devarecha Ya'ir. Our obligation is always to first start with whatever redeeming positive qualities there are. So in other words, even if you have a pig, you have a camel, or you have a really rotten guy, and we have to explain why we need to stay away from the chazir, why we have to stay away from the gamal, or we have to stay away even from Pliny. Nevertheless, there's a general principle. Pesach Devarecha Ya'ir. Pesach Devarecha Ya'ir. You always start with the positive. So even if it's a gamal, it's going to say, well, it chooses cod. Even if it's a chazir, it's going to say that it has split hooves. Or by tsaras, it will always say, letaharoi oi letamoi. And the Ritva says you can't learn out from there, suffik is tahar. This is how the Chida in the Sefer Ruach Chaim. These are the drushas of the Chida. Actually, in the opening of the Sefer, it gives you copies of the what the Chida's handwriting looked like, where the Chida enumerates the different drushas that he has, and he had a total of 148 different drushas. Okay, that's first offering for today.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.